coming up on this week's Redcast.
We're really at a critical point where, you know, more concrete expectations about how RegTech needs to be deployed are being set by the regulators. What's important for this year is that we get those coalitions reacting and moving together across the geographies.
And please do come to our annual conference in London on the 7th of February. Tickets are free for the firms and regulators.
This is RegCast.
This is RegCast.
Tomorrow's RegTech Radar today.
Hello and welcome to episode 1 of season 4 of RegCast. I'm PJ DiGemarino, CEO and founder of JDBG, and we're really excited to be kicking this season off. So I've invited the woman behind the scenes onto RegCast to talk about it. Karina, welcome. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, PJ. I'm delighted to be here. I'm JWG COO. And so I am particularly keen to be talking about RegCast and the impact it's had on the RegTech community, because I believe it took me a year to get you to want to do this.
Yeah, it really is amazing. We sort of talked about it for a year and then lockdown hit.
Yeah.
So the story of RegCast is kind of contemporaneous with the COVID story. And I look back to the initial episode and kind of laugh because it was just a way to keep the meetings going. But I think it's become so much more than that in the nearly 50 episodes that we've done.
That's nuts. 50 episodes. How did we get here? And as you say, it's great because we're talking to a RegTech community which it's so broad. So it's C-level executives, it's policy formulators, it's standard setters, operations and data, technologists, legal, and obviously compliance. But it's great because we're talking directly to the people we work with. It's generating further dialogues and areas for collaboration.
Yeah, I think we can't thank our speakers enough, too. We get some really great people top of their game, and they're just opening up about these agendas. And I think one of the great things about the RegCast effect is it gets people thinking. You know, it gets them articulating the things they don't say all the time or say out loud very much. So it really helps to shape the agenda that way. And I guess how do you talk to lots of people about it, because your job is partially to figure out what people want to talk about, because we can't do this without support of our sponsors. How is it differentiated in the market?
Well, the market is really crowded, but what the community is coming back to me to talk about is the fact that we are not only global, but part of the JWG remit is always to educate and inform. And so we're keeping up with that regulatory noise, predominantly through RegDelta, our platform, and we're distilling it down into the information that they need in a format that makes sense and as time efficient for them. We're very much giving them the helicopter view and giving them the nuggets that they care about.
Yeah, and I guess that it fits well with the rest of what JWG does, in that we're constantly monitoring and have that reg radar up for a whole number of purposes, whether it be for the research reports or the working groups or the actual conferences that we're running. You know, it helps us keep that dialogue fresh.
Everything we do feeds into everything that we do. So PJ, what do you think we've achieved with RegCast in the first two seasons?
Well, when we started out, it was about shining a spotlight on the long-term impact of fast-moving regulation. And I think we've worked that out. We thought about it as a way to kind of penetrate into some of these areas that hadn't been talked about and bring them together. And I think ultimately, you know, it's helped frame the thinking about the priorities and what to do about them. As I say, it's played into our DRR program. So our digital regulatory reporting wouldn't be where it is today without RegCast. You know, it helped inform what we needed to do at the ESG hackathon that we ran with Finos. It's definitely helped shape the conference agenda. We're in year 8 coming up with a whole bunch of really good, fresh topics that are really out there for everybody else. So I think, you know, we've been able to get RegCast to a point where it's another way to come at the many and several different views of what it takes to do good RegTech. And it's not worth forgetting. It's worth mentioning that we've done all this while we've been transitioning from a physical to a virtual, back to a physical world. There's been a really big shift.
Yeah, and that's predominantly because we spent so much time talking to the firms and the regulators and everybody within the RegTech community and monitoring what they want. So it's not a case of us kind of saying, dictating, we're going to do virtual, we're going to do hybrid, we're going to do physical. We actually take the pulse of what the market wants. And the market was very clear for this year. They were ready for physical. So great. I'm looking forward to that. We spend a lot of time trying to work out what is important and what we should be doing in a 12-month period. So in your mind, what is important for 2024?
Well, I think, RegTech really has gotten global, and its obligations have gotten out of the lab, and they've been baked into a lot of the policies. So it's no longer just this sideline conversation. It's really part of enabling transparency to a new comprehensive set of risks. There are over 50 different regulatory initiatives out there. And during our conference, we've had to slice and dice them in all kinds of ways to make sense. But there's everything from the refining what to do about the data itself, to thinking about how the trading activity needs to be accounted for differently, looking at risk in a whole bunch of new ways. And a lot of this is underpinned by new ways of thinking about exchanging information between regulators and the industry. And at the same time, we have technology that is continuing to change and push the boundaries. We just published an article today on Gen AI and really where that's going. We're upgrading operational resilience, the requirements in terms of how you manage your technology supply chain. ESG continues to play into all the technology conversation as well. And things like market surveillance are pushing the boundaries of what we need to do with the technology. So we're really at a critical point where, more concrete expectations about how RegTech needs to be deployed are being set by the regulators. And that's key, because if the regulators just lay that policy out there at a lower level of detail, not keep it just high level where a pencil and a piece of paper could do, then the industry can react. And that's where what's important for this year is that we get those coalitions reacting and moving together across the geographies, which is why it's so great to have this RegCast channel, piping into the New Zealand market and getting the views of what's happening in Hong Kong. I mean, these are the great synergies that we see out there in the RegTech space.
Yeah, exactly right. PJ, can you give everyone a flavor of the subjects we'll be covering in the next season?
Well, as ever, we go where the money is. This industry spends billions on implementing RegTech, expends hundreds of billions just running the infrastructure that manages finance. So we really look to where we can get collaboration and standards that help take pain away. So there's a huge pipeline of things coming up, and ultimately we're tracking mandates to look at things that are really going to affect the outcomes in terms of how the technology gets deployed. So from a data point of view, we're working really closely at things like the US, Europe, and to some extent the UK starting to mandate new ways to report data, and completely new strategies coming in for 28 and 29. We're looking at digital assets, now coming into the core banking system and becoming a lot more advanced in terms of how they think about compliance. We're looking at client conduct and how payments and open banking initiatives and start to take on AML, and AML becomes baked into the part of the infrastructure. And we can't forget about the post-trade space. Clearing and settlement and the whole T+1 discussion is going global. So there's a lot of interest in discussion to be had there. So those are really big moving mandates. What we put on our annual conference discussion is the stuff that's here and now. So the real opportunities for collaboration, for open source, the whole Finos discussion, and what we can do to get standards and mutualize the development of code that will help banks comply with things like post-trade reporting, with some of the risk management obligations, looking at the pre-trade surveillance space, and obviously how you manage the technology risk and the operational resilience itself. AI is a great example of something that plays across all those topics, and we'll be covering Gen AI as we did with our paper last year. And I think, as ever, we're community-driven. So we're not dictating where the course of events are. We're reacting and helping to shape what the community wants. So if there's ever a topic you want to talk about, let me know. Let talk to Karina, and we'll see what we can do to get it on the agenda.
That's great, PJ. I want to thank everybody for the time they spend listening to our Redcasts. We work hard to make sure that that time is well spent. We work hard to make sure that these are valuable discussions on regulatory changes coming down the road. We want to help you be informed and prepared. Now, we build on these podcasts with our research papers and articles, chewing through a huge amount of information so you don't have to. And please do come to our annual conference in London on the 7th of February. Tickets are free for the firms and regulators. If you're a vendor, please come to me and we can discuss how we can put together a multiple package of passes for you. PJ, as ever, it's always a pleasure. And I look forward to listening to more of our podcasts.
Thank you. And thank you to all our Redcasters out there. It's been a great 3 seasons. I'm really looking forward to season 4. See you soon.
Thank you for listening. And if you've enjoyed the content, please like us so more people can join the conversation. Download all our episodes via all the major platforms. Come to the JWG website, which is jwg-it.eu, and follow our LinkedIn groups.